funny. All right. Matthew B. James is, of course, with us today. Now, he is actually the son of Tad James, who is with Advanced Neurodynamics. Now, Matthew, of course, is the president of the American Pacific University Advanced Neurodynamics and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. Dr. James is committed to lifelong learning as reflected in his many degrees and certifications. Matthew has an undergraduate degree in Criminal Justice Administration, Business Management, Master's in Organizational Management from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate degree in Clinical Hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He is also currently working on a PhD in Health Psychology. For those of you that don't know, he is one of the youngest persons to ever be certified as a practitioner and master practitioner of NLP. He received his practitioner certification at age 12 from Anthony Robbins, and his master practitioner certification at age 14 from Richard Bandler and Wyatt Woodsmall. Needless to say, Matt used all these techniques to enhance his academic and personal development, and at the age of 22 decided it was time to review what he had learned and attended a master practitioner training with his father, Tad James. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's quite the history you've got going on there.
Wow.
It was a mouthful when I was listening to you say it. I sat there and thought, wow,
I've done all that.
Things, I guess.
Aren't you impressed? I would be, you know, if I were you, I'd be impressed. Pretty impressed.
Well, I was always brought up with a belief that you need to continue learning and adding to your knowledge if you want to improve yourself.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that I think is very important. You know, in any kind of personal growth, you know, knowledge seems to be the key for anything that we're doing in our life. I'd like to, you know, you're the son of Tad James, and Tad James, of course, is the was one of the greatest pioneers of NLP and advanced neurodynamics. You know, we talked yesterday, and I said, you know, it'd be interesting to find out your story because, you know, well, the topic we're going to talk about today, of course, is fear and how do we work through our fears and whatnot. But, you know, you grew up in this lifestyle that reflected personal growth. And, I mean, here you are at the age 12 and then 14, you're already a master practitioner. How did you feel about things growing up as a child? Were you able to go out and play and have fun, or was it always studying and getting down to business?
No, actually, it was a lot of fun. I was really given the choice growing up as to what it is that I wanted to do.
Okay.
The one thing that I was given by my mom and my father, Tad, was the ability to make the decision for myself, but also they were given they were giving me a constant belief that I could achieve whatever it is that I wanted to achieve.
Mm.
So some people have asked me, wow, did your dad sit you down and when he first got into NLP in the early 80s and when he was doing things and inventing timeline therapy, did he sit you down and teach you these things? And I said, no, not really. But in his language and in the behavior of the family itself, there was this unspoken commitment to, hey, we can do whatever it is that we focus on. We can achieve what we want to achieve. And rather than being given a lot of negative or not so empowering, I like the word empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was given a lot of empowering beliefs. And in turn, I was then able to see what it was that he was doing. And I actually asked to go to these trainings at an early age.
So it was through demonstration of both of your parents because, you know, it's interesting. My father used to say, do as I say, not as I do. And, you know, that doesn't go over too well because, you know, 90% of the interaction is very much nonverbal.
Oh, I would agree with you, Lucia. In fact, my father was saying to me that I shouldn't go to the trainings, that I was too young.
Interesting.
But yet in seeing him go to the trainings, I wanted to be there. So you're absolutely right. The nonverbal absolutely speaks louder than the verbal itself.
Yeah.
So it was through demonstration that your mom and dad that it really enabled you to understand empowerment for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, Matt. Now, you obviously, you know, given your background and your story, it's quite remarkable. But you know, one of the things that that we find is that when we're wanting to teach somebody, we often have to experience sometimes because we have a better understanding of it. So let's talk a bit about, fear, for instance. Now, how is it that, you know, you obviously didn't experience some fears that other people have. So how do you work with people with fears that maybe you don't even have or never experienced?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I have a really easy way of explaining this, and I do this at my trainings.
Okay.
One year I was following my father. He was actually teaching a training that was leading into a training I was teaching, and I was in the back of the room. And my father was on stage, and he said, for those of you going on to attend the Master Practitioner training, watch out for Matt, because he has a low tolerance for limiting beliefs. And everyone laughed, and I sat there and back, and I thought, that's kind of interesting that he would see me as having that. It's not that I didn't have fears growing up.
Yeah.
I had fear. It's just that I knew that the fear wasn't real, and that, I mean, anyone can experience a negative emotion. Mm-hmm. I get up on stage and say, listen, I'm not enlightened. I don't believe that I am enlightened right now, nor do I believe that I have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through things in my life. I've experienced fear. The difference is that I was taught that fear isn't necessarily what's going to get you the result.
Mm-hmm.
Getting past the fear, moving beyond it, and then finding what it is that you really want, whether it's happiness, whether it's empowerment, whether it's a deeper understanding or a learning inside yourself, we all have to go through that. Now, having said that, you bring up a good point, which is what I don't sometimes understand isn't the fear, it's the some people aren't willing to just let it go.
Right.
I kind of grew up with the belief of, okay, if something happens and sadness comes up or a fear comes up, or even an anger comes up, that you're going to eventually, at some point, let it go. The more you know about this, the more you understand techniques like neuro-linguistic programming or hypnosis or all the other things that I've studied, it allows you to let go of it easier and faster. And then once you let it go, that you move beyond it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Now, I'd like to ask you, where does the fear come? Where does our fear come from? Do we wake up one morning and go, okay, I'm in fear of this, or and there's many different levels of fear. I mean, we could talk about levels of fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being run over by a car, fear of drowning, fear of death, I mean, which is probably the most common one is the fear of death. But where do these fears come from, Matt? Have you done any research into this? Do you have any ideas of what you could share with us on our listeners?
Absolutely. Fear can come. It depends on who you talk to, first of all. Let me start off by saying that I don't believe that there's any one right answer. I've studied, again, hypnosis, NLP, HUNA. I've done a lot of esoteric work over here in Hawaii on HUNA. And each one will have a different story as to where the negative emotions come from.
Mm-hmm.
From a hypnosis or an NLP perspective, they come, emotions are in the domain of the unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, or what some would call the subconscious mind. So maybe for some people, it can be explained easily as you're taught how to be afraid of something, or that something occurs and there's a lack of understanding. And so from an emotional reaction to that, because you're not sure how that event is going to turn out, mm-hmm. you may have a fear.
Mm-hmm.
More psychological aspects of it, behavioral psychology looks at it as an emotional response to an external stimulus.
Right.
So there's so many different ways of explaining it. From an energetic aspect, HUNA looks at it as a negative energy in the body.
Right.
That the person is not focusing on the positive, and so what then occurs is a negative energy that is then trapped in the body
mm-hmm.
that at some point will have to then be released.
Because once we have the fear, once we see that there's a fear there, then right away what happens afterwards is it causes other issues in the body or other issues in our life, because now we're in fear, which causes stress or anxiety, and all these other issues start all of a sudden popping up. And then next thing you know, you look in the mirror and my life is a mess. What am I going to do?
Right.
You know? So what are your thoughts around how do we get through these fears? And, I mean, ultimately, you know, I think it's the fear that causes the stress, the anxiety, besides being in our cellular memory, of course, consciously, if we have fears, then consciously the stress is going to show up in our lives.
There's a couple of books. In Emotional Hostage by Leslie Cameron Bandler, and in the book on A Course on Miracles, it talks about fear and fear being an illusion, fear not being real. So because we know it's an illusion, that's something that we can move beyond. And also, this idea that fear is the primary negative emotion. And as you said, mm-hmm. all the other negative emotions trickle down or are different examples of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So fear is pretty much the big one. And
yeah.
when in the trainings that I teach, I've seen a lot more since the events that we've been going through as a nation, as a planet, as a race altogether,
yeah.
I've noticed that a lot more people are coming into the trainings with a fear.
Yeah. What is the common fear you're finding? Do you find any particularly common fear?
Well, one of the most interesting things, a student came up to me in one of the last trainings I ran last year and said to me, you know, I've been afraid my whole life. And really the fear has begun to come to surface now. And he said, I don't know what this fear is of. He said, but what he realized was the fear wasn't getting him the results.
Mm.
See, people, I think, at the deepest level, don't want this fear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people may not know what they want, but I think that at some level, some people really just want happiness. They want to be able to achieve the things that they want to achieve without being afraid of doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the key... And, you know, I spent a lot of time trying to find out what is the fear, studying
right.
what is the unconscious mind. And at one point I had to just realize, you know, you can learn all about it and you can have an academic knowledge of it, but that's not the focus. The focus is how do you let it go?
Mm.
How do you let go of the fear and how do you then begin to create what it is that you want in your life?
Well, and these are all excellent questions. We wonder sometimes, you know, here, if we have this fear that's hanging over our heads, how easy is it for someone to go into denial and deny that the fear even exists? Like, let's take, for instance, you know, somebody who's working in a business and or is working for someone and they want to create their own business or something like that. And they're talking to you and they say to you something like, well, you know, I just don't feel like doing it right now. But yet, you know, there's an inner voice that says they're just in fear of success.
Right.
And then when you bring that to their attention, you say, no, I'm not afraid of success. How do we determine if it's success or failure that we're afraid of?
Well, then you would need to actually go in and talk to the person. I mean, from a one-on-one aspect or even from a seminar or training aspect,
yeah.
it would be getting in touch, getting that person in touch with the emotion,
mm-hmm.
getting that person in touch with what's really going on, and getting to a place where it's okay to let it go.
Yeah.
Where it's okay to then... the example, again, that I give in my training is that I say, I pick up my briefcase, and I say sometimes people go through life and they accumulate baggage.
Yeah.
They accumulate baggage, and they store this baggage, and they sometimes close the briefcase, and they're not willing to look at it. Now, the reason why we teach what we teach, timeline therapy, hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming,
mm-hmm.
we studied as many different modalities, as many different techniques that we could as mm-hmm. to how to let this go. These are the easiest ways to let it go, we found.
Right.
That when a person is ready to let it go, when they say, I'm ready to let go of my emotions, some of the techniques that we teach, you don't even have to examine it. You
yeah.
don't have to get into it. You don't have to explore your fear. You just have to be ready to just put that baggage down and say, it's time to move on.
Yeah, you really have to have the desire, I think, too.
You have to have that desire.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, Matt, we're going to take a quick commercial break right here. If you've got a question or a comment you want to make with our guest today, give us a call, 425-649-1112. More with Matt James when we come back. This is Contact Talk Radio.
Intuitive clairvoyant and medium Carrie Devine brings wisdom and humor to your reading, offering answers to questions on relationship, career, health, and more. During your reading, Carrie brings in information from loved ones who have crossed, angels, spirit guides, her ancient self, and others of the higher realms, guiding you to your unlimited self. Find out more about Carrie's special offer to Contact Talk Radio listeners by calling 541-924-1955 or visit Carrie's website at www.carriedevine.com. That's carriedevine.com. Are you looking for meaningful insights into your spiritual growth and present life path? At Spirit Quest Academy, we draw on information from your present and past lives, including the energy in your aura and chakra systems.
to customize a healing plan that will take effect immediately and continue on through your life and beyond. We offer private healing and intuitive sessions, couples readings, classes, both online and live, along with a variety of introductory, thorough, advanced interactive seminars. For an up-to-date schedule of classes, to book an appointment for your private session or register for classes online, go to www.spiritquestacademy.org. That's spiritquestacademy.org. Or call 206-789-4937 or 480-236-3389.
Is there a book inside you? Maybe you've invented a new or better way to make a widget, or discovered a way to succeed at business, or love, or life. Maybe you want to share the life story of someone extraordinary, but maybe you don't have the time or energy or know-how to write a book. Did you know that you can be an author even if you're not a writer? Primary Sources helps you get your valuable ideas out into the world, offering ghostwriting and editing services, and classes that help you discover your authentic voice and explore how you contribute to our world. Check out www.primary-sources.com or call 425-865-0409 to bring your book to life.
Feel overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Dr. Schaub, expert in mind-activating technologies, developed a breakthrough workshop that allows you to gain emotional freedom through the power of the subconscious mind. In the highly experiential workshop, you will learn powerful tools to effectively eliminate fear and anxiety. Join Dr. Schaub on March 5th at the Marriott Inn at Lake Union in Seattle. For more information, call 206-323-2762. That's 206-323-2762. Or visit www.cellularwisdom.com.
I was looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed. And he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
To Contact Talk Radio. Of course, our guest this morning is Matt James. He is the son of Tad James, who was the founder of Advanced Neurodynamics, NLP.com. And, you know, I have to tell you, years ago, Matt, years and years ago, I saw a training for NLP. And it must have been, it was in Canada, it was in a magazine, it was just when NLP was just being discovered.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed to me, I was always drawn into it, but I just never went forward with it. And all of a sudden now, you know, you hear more and more people are doing NLP, it's taken on quite a name for itself. And you know, this has a lot to do with your dad, of course.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We've done our best to teach as many people as we can these techniques, because my father got into empowerment very early on.
Yeah.
From the time I was five, I always remember him doing something, either meditation or studying Eastern philosophy or looking into how to improve what it is that he's doing. So
it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing work that all your whole family is doing out there.
And now you in your own right are just an incredible practitioner and
teacher
and just highly sought after because of what an incredible information that pours from you, from the experiences that you've had.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And not only that, but he's working on being a doctor. Can you believe that?
In the mix.
In the mix. fix him at all. Well, listen, we left off talking about fear and letting go of things like this. You know, letting go is probably the biggest problem most people have, or the biggest issue. I wouldn't say problem. Let's rephrase that. Let's make it an issue, or let's make it a challenge.
An opportunity,
sure.
In NLP terms, that would be a reframe, Cameron.
Okay, reframe. Let's reframe this whole situation here.
Good reframing, Cameron.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take that training?
Yeah, call me all my stuff. There you go. Actually, I have.
Good.
Let's talk about letting go of the fear, because I think for a lot of people, it's been in the past a difficult time for people to let go of their fears, or they're always choosing to. There's a desire to let go of fears. Like you hear so many people saying, I just wish I could let go of this fear, but
right.
I can't. It just seems to hang on like a staple.
Well, you used the right word there. You said choosing to. And I believe that everyone has the choice. Everyone has an instance in their life in which they let go of a negative emotion, whether it was anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, whichever negative emotion. We have an experience of you were angry at something in the past and you're no longer angry with it. So that means that the unconscious mind knows how to let go of the negative emotion. You, as an individual, can let go of a negative emotion. Now, some people may have been taught, or I like the word reprogrammed, into believing that they don't have that ability.
Right.
But we all have that ability to let go of a negative emotion easily and effortlessly.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Well, people call me all the time and they say, hey, Matt, I'd like to come take an NLP training. What's new in NLP? And my response is always, there's nothing new in NLP.
Yeah.
NLP wasn't ever new. It's modeling techniques that worked. So the founders of NLP, Richard Bandler and John Grinder, they modeled people like Dr. Milton Erickson.
Yeah.
He was getting results in hypnosis, and so they said, how is he getting this result? And they developed techniques based on that modeling.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with everything we teach. So we're teaching people, we're getting them back in touch with the things that they already know how to do, like letting go of negative emotions.
You know, people could say, you know, you say choice is the ultimate word here. You know, it's easy to say, okay, I'm choosing to let go of this fear. But I'll tell you what, I've met so many people and I've gone through it myself. I'm choosing to let go of this fear. Well, the next morning I wake up and I still got the frickin' fear. You know,
well,
or the day after. I mean, or, you know, it's just, you want to let go of it, Matt. But
what's the attachment?
I tell you, what's the attachment to this thing?
Well, there's a couple things. As long as you have a person that is absolutely willing to let it go, the reason why we like timeline therapy so much is that timeline therapy gets to the root cause. It gets to the root cause of it and disconnects the fear from the very beginning. Sometimes we make associations in life.
Right.
So I worked with a lady who had a string of bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she made an association that all relationships, and then you can fill in the blank, end in failure, are terrible, whatever it is. But she made an association, and that association sometimes keeps us from letting go of one specific negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 'cause think about it. Let's say all cars are bad.
Right.
I'm using an abstract here. If all cars are bad, then no one car could be good.
Correct.
Right.
Now, if you just had 3 cars that were bad out of 20 cars, if you own 20 cars in your lifetime, if you make that association, that associates to everything. So if you then try to focus on one car being good, those other cars still are associated.
Mm.
That keeps you attached to that emotion. So in a relationship or in a business venture, I mean, if someone thinks that every time they do business, it's going to end up in failure, because you use that word, that fear of failing in business.
Right.
Well, then just letting go of a negative emotion from one failure may not necessarily be easy for the person. Timeline therapy gets to the root cause and then disconnects and teaches that person, gets them back in touch with how to let go of that negative emotion from the past.
Right.
Well, if you have a negative emotion, and then you, my belief is that if we have a negative emotion, then we create situations to continue to say, to validate that negative emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. We absolutely can, and Carl Jung called that perception is projection.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lucia, if you're having a bad day,
right,
and you're looking out at the world will not look the same as when you're having a good day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've had experiences of that. I've had bad days. I mean, you go out there, and when you're having a bad day, everything looks bad. If you're having a fearful day, everything can look fearful. So you're absolutely right. Not only does it attract things to you in order for you to know that that fear is real, it's almost like you're trying to convince yourself that it's real, but it actually changes how you see things. And one of the things I ask people is, wouldn't it be a good time to let go of that negative emotion now? I mean, how many times in the past have you missed an opportunity because that negative emotion was in the way?
Well, let me tell you. I tell you a big opportunity that I've never forgotten, and this is interesting. This is, you know, it's a gambling story, Matt, but you'll love this one.
Okay.
I woke up one morning, I picked up the newspaper, and I decided to check the sports section out. And in the sports section, this was in Vancouver, them going back years now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the back of the newspaper, and they've got a picture of this horse. And I looked at it and went, wow, I said, this horse is going to win. There's no doubt about it. And I had like $1,000 in the bank. I thought, maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this $1,000 and go bet it on this horse because I know it's going to win. I had an inner knowing about this horse. Well, because I only had $1,000 in the bank, I chose not to spend the money because I was in fear, thinking that if I spend this money, what if the horse doesn't win?
Right.
And what if, but yet I just know it's going to win. So I was battling myself over and over over this thing. Well, I chose not to. I chose to take the responsible route and not bet the $1,000. But as it turns out, the horse won. And if I had bet $1,000 to win, wow.
Yeah, people can absolutely miss opportunities in their life, whether it's relationships, business, whether it's health and fitness. I mean, people can miss opportunities in their life because of negative emotions.
I was so afraid of losing and then having to struggle that I chose not to go take that route.
You know, the question that I have is, like, how many times have you gone, okay, geez, I had a fear about this, and then about a day or a week or even a minute later, going, oh, man, maybe I should have said yes, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and you know what? I personally would not want to live with regret.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live with that what if, which is why I do what I do. I mean, my wife asked me, why are we doing this? Because when we first got together, she wanted to know, why is it that you're doing this? And I said, because I think people deserve to know that they don't need to make decisions from negative emotions, that they can make decisions from a positive knowledge and a positive emotion. Now, Cameron, if you had let go of your fear, that might not have meant that you would have placed the bet.
Yes.
You got to realize that as well, because with the fear out of the way, what you have is then you have a decision made from positive emotions and clear thinking.
Yeah.
And clear thinking might have even said to you,
yeah,
hey, maybe, you know, the gambling, the odds, maybe I shouldn't make that bet.
Yeah.
However, you might have also said, you know, it's $1,000, I can make $1,000 again, let's just put it down there, I'm going to trust my instincts, I'm going to trust that inner feeling.
Yeah.
And with that fear out of the way, you would have, the idea is that with the fear, you didn't have any opportunities.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't regret that because I learned a valuable lesson from that. And here's the lesson behind this for me. About a year later or so, or some time ago, a bit later on after that happened, Matt, it was interesting because I bought a lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
And the lottery ticket, I think I won $1,000 on the scratch and win. But then I had a feeling to go and spend more. So I did. And I ended up winning about $10,000 on the lottery.
Oh, nice.
So, you know.
Now, you pointed something out there. You said you got the learning.
I got
that's the key.
Yeah, I got the learning.
Timeline therapy and hypnosis and the things that we teach, you let go of the negative emotion, and what that does is that brings in those positive learnings.
Mm-hmm.
And then those positive learnings are used in the future in order for you to achieve the things that you want to achieve.
Right.
The negative emotions don't protect us. They don't keep us safe. They don't help us make wise decisions.
Well, they keep us in a place, too, of thinking, of living with an illusion that we don't have choices.
Right.
That we can't make positive choices for ourselves because there is no other alternative. But with this type of work that you're doing, it opens up the realm of unlimited possibilities.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it sounds so, you know, we make it on the radio here, you know, we make it sound so easy, but, you know, is it that easy, Matt? Is it really as easy as we're talking about it here? I mean, I've lived through the experience, and, you know, with all the modalities that we've had and all the knowledge that we've gained over quantum physics, cellular memory, timeline therapy, you know, I believe that we've certainly made it easier for ourselves to work through whatever fears or stresses or anxieties we need to work through. But it comes back to the same basic thing as we said at the top of the hour here, and that is that it all comes back to choice.
Right.
You know, it seems like to me, you know, I watched a show the other day, and one of the lines in it was that God has always given us free will. Free will is always something that we have. And it seems to me that free will is probably the toughest thing that we have going for us at the same time, because we want to use the free will to make that choice, but at the same time, our mind takes us in so many different directions on possible outcomes because we have attachments to what something's going to look like.
You're right. And some people, like you asked, is it really that easy? And the answer, the great answer is yes, and the sad answer is yes, because sometimes people think, you know, this is so easy, and then their mind gets in their way. They, wow. Their thinking gets in their way, or their focus gets in their way. And I have a 5-year-old son.
Yeah.
And so I watch him, and he'll go from one mood to another. I mean, do you guys remember when you were kids?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Switch your moods instantly. You could change. You could turn on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And everything could be okay. And you had this belief that you were able to make a shift or make a change.
Mm-hmm.
It is that easy. It's as easy as it was when we were kids, and it's getting back in touch with that. But you're right. You're right. It does come up to free will, and having done a very thorough study of hypnosis, there's nothing that anyone can do to another person. The person has to be willing to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't force someone to let go of a negative emotion. They have to want to let it go, and if they do, then there are certain things they can do to make it very easy.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Now, with timeline therapy, for instance, you touched on that one. And by the way, I want to give out some information here. If you'd like to find out information about Matt and NLP, they are coming to town. We're going to give out some dates on that very soon. But the number to call is an 800 number. Is 1-800-800-6463. That's 1-800-800-6463.
And the easy way to remember that is 800-800-MIND.
That's right, 800-800-MIND, or NLP.com. Let me ask you a question now, Matt. When it comes to timeline therapy, we've actually had discussions this week and in the past few weeks with Fred Allen Wolf, a few other people around timeline therapy. Have you ever met anybody who has an experience of saying, "Oh, I remember as a little boy myself coming back to visit me"?
Yeah, there are actually techniques in which people go back there to do that, to get in touch with those beliefs, those strategies, as being a child.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's age regression or past life regression. You and I had talked yesterday about Dick Sutphin being on your program before.
Right.
So he's into the... He's an excellent presenter on past life regression.
Oh, my goodness. He's just an amazing guy. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's absolutely phenomenal. And those are techniques that can get you in touch with those beliefs and those strategies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, now we've got something we want to announce here as well. Now, not only are you going to be coming to town here, but there's this big convention that's happening where actually Dick Sutphin is going to be speaking along with you, I think, right?
I'm actually running the whole thing, so I don't actually have a presentation slot, but my father's teaching.
Your Tad James is going to be there. So let's talk about this event. It's the American Board of Hypnotherapy. It's the 2005 annual convention, and it's happening February 16th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, and the 23rd. And this is happening in Newport Beach, California. Now,
it's on President's Day weekend in Newport Beach, and it's our 21st. It's our 21st annual convention, so this is the 21st year that we've ran the convention there.
Well, Tim, tell us about this event.
Oh, we have about 42 or 43 presenters at last count, doing a total of 62 presentations over the President's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have people like Dick Sutphin coming in. My father's going to be teaching on relationships. We actually have a person by the name of Larry Chaidez, I believe, is coming in to teach remote viewing, which could have helped out on the segment earlier today.
Right. Yeah, I see that. You got Larry Chaidez. He's a natural-born clairvoyant and intuitive psychic reader, legally blind since birth.
Yeah. And so he's coming in doing a talk on remote viewing. I mean, we have over 60 presentations being held.
Yeah.
And we do this every year. We have a pretty large membership base. It's somewhere between, I think, nationally it's around 20, or worldwide I think it's around 20,000 members.
Yeah.
And so we do this convention there so that people can come in and not only hear what we teach, you know, with Advanced Neurodynamics, it's our trainers, my father, myself, another trainer by the name of Todd Levinson, that go around doing the trainings. At this convention, we bring in as many people as we can so that when you come to the convention that you have the ability to hear different ways of approaching empowerment and happiness.
Well, one of the people that that I like that you're having at this convention, I wish we could go to this because I'd love to see this person particularly, Toni Atal. She's a timeline therapist, and she's also a world-recognized metaphysician and speaker in the realms of past life and present life DNA memories.
She is a fantastic presenter. We love it. We're absolutely thrilled to have Toni down there every year, and
She's fantastic. I'd really like to meet her. She's wonderful. Then you've got Jeff Bellier. He's a professional hypnotherapist. He completed his doctorate in 1981. I mean, you've got some phenomenal speakers here. And, of course, Dick Sutphin. You can't beat Dick Sutphin.
No, you can't. He's actually doing a two-day presentation at the beginning of the training on the 16th and 17th, I believe.
Do you know that he was probably the first teacher I had when it comes to working with past life. I used to listen to his tapes, and it was his voice that blew.
Such a wonderful voice.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is.
So I really encourage people, if you want to find out more information about this, go to hypnosis.com. That's hypnosis.com. Now, can people just buy tickets online, or how is that working?
Well, you go right to hypnosis.com, you scroll down just a little bit, and there's a link to our convention, and that has all the contact information there. There's a form on the web if you'd like to submit that. You can also find our contact information there and call our office.
Right. You can call 1-800-800-MIND and find out more information about that as well.
Absolutely.
1-800-800-MIND, and that's 6463 for those of you that can't put numbers to letters. 1-800-800-6463.
Hey, I always had to write down the 6463.
I did too. I can't put the numbers to letters. I'm like, okay, what's the number? Forget the number.
Because it blows your mind.
It blows my mind. I need some timeline therapy on education. All right. We'll be right back with Matt James. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
And this is Contact Talk Radio. If you've got a question for our guest or want to share a story, 425-649-1112. We'll be right back.
Aloha from Hawaiian Health Ohana on the island of Kauai, where we produce 100% certified organic Noni products. Noni has been used for thousands of years for improved health and energy. You can try our Noni fruit leathers made of 100% pure dried Noni fruit and our soothing lavender Noni lotion for those aches and pains or any kind of skin condition. Come and visit our website at www.nonifruitleather.net. That's nonifruitleather.net. Or call us at 808-828-1123. Let psychic Cindy Evans help you talk to those you love on the other side. Cindy gives very clear, direct, and gentle readings. For over 20 years, Cindy provides highly accurate, intuitive insight about everything from love to career to travel and more. To book your private reading with Cindy, call 503-591-9819 or visit her website at www.gentlereadings.net. That's www.gentlereadings.net.
Insights into your spiritual path. Join hosts Terry Devine and Cindy Evans every Friday at 1 p.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m. These two nationally known psychics answer your questions live on the air. They will tell you how to contact your guides, develop your own intuition, and tune into your life's purpose. Join Cherry and Cindy starting Friday, January 7th at 1 p.m. for Insights with Terry Devine and Cindy Evans. For insights into your future. Join us us February 11th and 12th for a fascinating opportunity to work with one of the country's top psychic mediums, John Holland, where you will learn to awaken your psychic strengths. This is an intensive weekend workshop to develop your intuitive skills. John will teach you how being a psychic works, understanding auras and chakras, and how to put the psychic to work. For more information on this weekend workshop, call 206-365-0400 or visit www.discoveru.org. That's discover the letter U.org. Earn your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy in a three-day accelerated workshop February 11th, 12th, and 13th in Seattle. You will learn the latest techniques in hypnosis and hypnotherapy to stimulate desired changes in motivational behavior and much more. For more information and to enroll, call American Pacific University at 1-800-634-9766. That's 1-800-634-9766 now. Or visit our website at www.ampac.edu. That's www.ampac.edu.
Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio, everybody. We are here with Matt James. Of course, he's the son of Tad James. But, you know, more than that, he is certified in everything you can think of.
I don't know about that.
and on top of that, he's becoming a doctor.
And that's right, becoming a doctor. So what do you think about that? You know, as I was introducing you, did you have any fears of not being someone special? Or from the, Let me reframe this. Did you have your own fears of not reaching your father's expectations or other people's expectations because your father was so well known? You know, because it seems to me, you know, if your father is well known, it's almost expected that the children mm-hmm. of that person are going to be, you know, in similar circumstances.
Yeah, no, I never really had an issue about that. I remember I first started working for the company. Even though I had done the trainings, I actually started off just doing computer work
uh-huh.
To assist in getting through college.
Wow.
I needed a job that had some flexibility, and so I went ahead and started working for the company and helped them out with their computers. And when I began to run the company, and I originally had a strong managerial focus. I had a background in business and a strong focus on managing the company. When I first started teaching, I asked my dad, I said, do you think that there's going to be any issue between us? Because I had students coming up to me. I actually hadn't thought of it. I had students coming up to me and saying, oh, what is it like, you know, going up head-to-head against your dad or competition? And I said, you know, I never really thought that way. And my dad said something very interesting to me. He said that his father, my grandfather, didn't allow my father to go into the same field because he didn't want competition.
Right.
And I said, so then I asked the question again. I said, so what about between us? And he said, I know as a person in this field that it's my students' responsibility to not repeat what I'm doing but to stand on my shoulders and grow the field. He said, I not only expect you to do better, not from a putting pressure on me type of thing, but just he said, I expect you to go beyond what I've done. I expect our students to go beyond. And he said, and you have to do that as a teacher. You have to be willing to have your students move beyond your thinking, because if we all just keep talking about the same thing, we don't grow anything. We don't grow the field. We don't change our thought process. We don't evolve or empower ourselves.
You know, that's very interesting. You know, I was raised in an environment to where there was a family business, and the words were, you know, I want you to have better than what I had. However, the actions and the ego was, you'll never be as good as me. So from my father. And so it's interesting because there is that aspect of really from past conditioning and structures and so forth, that the competition can come into play if there's not clarity and understanding of what is really what is really being created.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I had the same experience you probably had with family business. My wife works for the company. Helen, who runs our office, she used to work with my wife and her in their previous job. My sister-in-law works for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our closest friends from high school. So it's a really family-oriented business, and there isn't really a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully someday my brother might get into it. I have a brother who would be fantastic at this, and if he gets into it, I don't see it as a competition. I actually, having grown up with it being a family business, there was always that feeling of competition might not necessarily be the best thing for the people we're focusing on, which is our students and our clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do we define what competition is anyway? This is, opens up a whole new door to NLP is competition. What makes one NLP instructor better than the other, or is there such a thing? Because it's a very individual thing. Some people are drawn to you, Matt, and some people aren't.
Sure.
Some people are drawn to your dad, some people aren't. So, you know, really, what is competition when you were talking about personal growth?
Well, we don't actually look at people as being competition.
Yeah.
Every year we run anywhere from 2 to 3 trainers trainings where mm-hmm. we certify people to teach exactly what it is that we're teaching. And we certify about 120 to 150 people a year from a business aspect to go directly into competition with us.
Yeah.
And yet every year we continue to grow and the information gets out. And so I think really it's kind of like letting go of your fear.
Yeah.
It's like letting go of the fear of competition, letting go of the fear of other people having the knowledge and realizing that sharing the knowledge is more important.
Yes.
The more people that know this, the more empowered everyone will become, and that will prosper everyone.
Well, this is it. Now, you know, ultimately, I think that, you know, I mean, our goal is to bring this information across for people to empower themselves, and once empowered, you know, they may never listen to us again, but that's our hope. Really?
That's true.
Because what's the point in listening to something if you're already feeling empowered and you're already ready to go on the road?
It's always moving to the next level.
Moving to the next level.
As you said, that your father said, you know, having you stand on the shoulders to go further and extend out further. That's the goal here. That's really what we're wanting to see created for mankind.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, that's why we bring in so many presenters at our convention, because we want other people to realize that there are other ways of teaching. There are other philosophies out there, other beliefs, and a lot of them are very empowering.
Yeah, this is it exactly. Now, let's talk about this convention again. You know, I was looking at the schedule. You got Dick Sutphin, who's going to be talking about soul agreements.
Yeah, human potential liberation techniques is what he's teaching.
This is fabulous. Peter Siegel is also going to be there, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, which is... Yeah,
I missed his name. There it is.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the first speakers on the of the day on Saturday, February 19th. Now, this...
Starting off our the actual beginning of the convention, the Saturday, because we call the time slots before Saturday the pre-convention.
Right, exactly. Now, again, this convention is happening. It's the American Board of Hypnotherapy. It's the 2005 annual convention. When is it happening? Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the 21st, and Wednesday, February
20th. Wednesday to Wednesday during President's Day weekend.
Right. Now, is this? Do they have to attend every day, or
is it
something that people can just go say? You know, people up here in Seattle are going to make a trip down there, obviously, but they're going to come down. You know, can they come down for 2 days and say, okay, I've got what I wanted to get, and then,
absolutely.
Okay. So
if there people are going to come down for the weekend, during the weekend, during the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that's when we have the bulk of our presenters.
Okay.
We have a lot of 45 minutes, some 2.5 hour presentations. On the first 2 days and the last 2 days, what we have is we have two-day courses.
Okay.
So, for example, Dick Sutphin is teaching for 2 days on the 16th and 17th.
Right. So, and they're going to not just learn about hypnotherapy, but timeline, remote viewing, pretty much a little bit of everything.
Enhancing Memory by Marx Howell, who's one of the foremost experts on forensic hypnosis. From Texas, Enhancing Your Memory, Angel. There's usually something on Angel and... Shelly, there she is. Shelly Stockwell is doing a training on angels and addictions.
Oh, excellent.
Shelly likes to work with angels, and we bring make sure that she comes every year to talk about angels.
And I see also tune into your Akashic Records. That looks quite interesting as well.
We do our best to pack it with a variety of different trainings, not just hypnosis.
All right. Well, listen, let's give out the phone number for people to call. First of all, you want to call, you want to go to hypnosis.com. That's hypnosis.com to find out more information about this and check out the schedule. The table of contents is in there. Or you can also call 1-800-800-6463. And if you forget that, just remember 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D.
Easy number to remember.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it reminds me of a commercial up here. 1-800-800-6463. I don't remember who that is.
Hey, now that you put a jingle to it,
yeah,
now everybody can remember
it. Put that jingle to it. There you go.
Well, if we ever use that jingle, I'll make sure I give you credit for it.
Thank you very much. Well, actually, it's not my jingle, so I don't know whose jingle that is, but I've heard that.
Good.
It sounds good.
It sounded fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's happening at Newport Beach, California, Radisson Newport Beach Hotel. Matt, thank you so much for being here today. I know that you're going to come back and join with us, and we're going to discuss more with you some of the timeline therapy we're talking about, you know, how it can work with relationships, finances. These are important aspects and important subjects that we need to cover with the next time you're on.
Yes,
so it's you're a great man. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you both for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for supporting Contact Talk Radio.